Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Here he is, standing by, still prepared to make a playoff run, he says. Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana.
Good morning. 7-6. What do we talk about?
Oh, staying alive, keeping your head above water until the rescue ship shows up.
Staying alive. But find a way. Figure it out.
Is the rescue ship going to show up in time? We don't know. The story is Rodgers is ready to go, but he still has to pass some tests, right? I mean, the doctor's
bone
still have to
density
clear.
Scan. Yeah.
Yeah, bone density scan. You know, they basically try to check the repair. You know, it's kind of like a deep x-ray. They're going to try to check the bone out to make sure it's fully mended and then give him the green light. So we'll know a lot more in the next 48, 72 hours about Aaron.
Do they poke him? Does the doctor take a finger and just jab it on his collarbone and see if he goes, ow? You know, the old-fashioned way? Does it hurt?
Just try to give him a good karate chop and see what happens.
Okay, you're not a doctor, right? You're not a doctor. That's can they take a test today and have them? Could it come back and they could say, "Look, it's close, but it's not done." And then Saturday night, take another test and go.
X-rays. I don't know if the bone density scans do that or how they do it, but the X-rays are supposed to retard the healing process, so they don't want to do a lot of those.
Right. I understand.
I don't know how the bone density thing goes. What do they do that
exactly
with?
Yeah, well, it'll be a week-by-week scenario as far as, you know, when you start talking MRIs and scans and things like that, they typically take them a week-by-week scenario. So they won't say, oh, well, it's not looking too good today, but let's try it again in 3-4 days. They usually give it a good another 7 days to try to get a better film review or get something better on film or on the scan.
But if he wants to play against Carolina on Sunday, got to practice this week, right?
Precisely.
Well, he could practice,
yeah.
Right? He just may not be cleared to play.
And so now, does that, these guys were all, you know, they were used to working with Aaron Rodgers, and then now they've gotten used to working with
Brett Hundley.
Brett Hundley. And now are the teeth of the gears not going to fit right again? Are we going to be a little unmeshed or out of sync?
Well,
if Rodgers goes back?
You know, you want the offense to be a little, have some fluidity in it. So you would like him to be out there. And it just expands, you know, it expands our playlist. You know, when the plays that we're able to access and run, he's been part of the offense for umpteen years. But at the same time, you want him back 2 or 3 practices just to get back into the flow. You know, even something as small as the cadence and, you know, the play calling or the audibles, things that happen on the line.
Right.
You just want to be able to hear all that again through practice.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I kind of feel like that's the giveaway there. If he's practicing this week.
He's been practicing for 2 weeks.
With the B squad, right?
That's what we're told.
Yeah, I think he was on the scout team for the last, I know it was the last week or two. So you want him to get a little bit of runs with the first unit.
All right. Well,
but you know, if he's ready, he's ready. You know, it'd be full green light.
Well, I looked at him yesterday, just, you know, doing like basically coaching on the sideline. I thought, well, he wants in. He's foaming at the mouth.
Oh yeah, you know he's chomping at the bit. You know, it's rough. One of the roughest things, you know, in my NFL career, with a couple of few times that I was injured, just having to watch from the sideline, wanting to help your teammates and not being able to help them. So I'm sure if he's ready or anything close to ready, he's going to give everybody the thumbs up and be ready to go.
Yeah. Well.
Well, I feel like we have a better chance
competitor.
Against Carolina seems to have found their legs. They seem to be playing much better football these days. They knocked off the Vikings on Sunday, right?
Yes. They're playing, down the stretch.
And,
you know,
a couple of weeks ago, I would have thought we have no chance of beating Carolina with Brett Hundley at quarterback, but he took Pittsburgh, you know, right down to the end. They had to kick a last-minute field goal to beat the Packers, but then he shows up yesterday, and it takes overtime to beat the winless Browns in Cleveland. So I don't know what Brett Hundley we get if he gets the start on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the whole team, you know, to be honest, the whole team showed up a little bit late in that game. They did the things they needed to win, you know, but at the same time, it took them overtime to beat Cleveland. And I felt like we were going to get the best out of Cleveland, because when you look at their schedule, that was one of their last home games. They had one of their top players return, and Josh Gordon, who had been able to play for the last 2-3 years. So there was a big element to that game that said that they were going to fight for 4 quarters. That being said, you know, we should have dominated that game a little bit earlier. But I did like the way the special teams played. We've talked about that before. You know, the fact that they gave us an extra possession with the fake punt, which got a first down, and then they had a big return in the fourth quarter. So we did enough. We had a couple of interceptions, one late in the game, you know, to seal it. So we did enough to get the victory. But I know you look at it and you say, but that's Cleveland. We got Carolina this upcoming week. That's true. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, find a way to get the win.
I had a 9-year-old point out to me yesterday, too, on a couple of different plays, that's not Brett Hundley's fault. Like, there was one play where, I don't remember who it was, came off the left edge from Cleveland, completely unblocked. He just had a free run at Hundley. He goes, that's not Hundley's fault.
Yeah, I remember that.
So,
but then there was that, it was...
passes that were dropped, too, that guys should
have... But he was supposed to wheel around. It was that fourth and one down by the goal line.
And they totally botched it. And he, right. Yeah. Right. I don't know whose fault that was.
I mean, that 9-year-old was exactly right. I mean, there's enough blame to go around, because I don't know if you even attempt to... You're on the road, and why do you have to go for that on fourth down? I'm more aligned with get the points, you know, especially because you got a young quarterback back there. You just want some momentum. You want them to feel good about, you know, scoring after the drive. So I don't even know. I think we were a little bit overzealous. Maybe it's because we were playing Cleveland to even go for that on fourth down. Let's just kick the field goal and, you know, keep adding points to the board.
Can this defense hold Carolina to 21 points next week?
Now, that is the question, and that's a good question. You know, because they've got Cam Newton, who has been one of the better, not just passing, but running quarterbacks in the league. He's as big as me, 250, 60 pounds plus, and he's running 4.5s, 4.6s.
How fast are you?
So, I'm not that fast.
4.6, 4.7.
My kids remind me of that every day. Like, that. You know, I'm the old man in the car. It's like, hey, don't make me pull this car over. There's a track right there. I'll show you guys.
The thing about Cam, though, is
anymore.
Cam can be a handful, or Cam can be just a yard sale out there. It depends on what one you get, right?
Yeah. You know, but you got to get him down on the ground. I guess that's my point. So yeah, defense would definitely have to show up big this week. You know, I'm along the lines that 27, 28 points are going to win that game. So
that's what's going
to find a way to keep them.
That's what it's going to take to win it. That's the winner's going to need 27, 28 points on the board.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. All right. And man, were there some games yesterday in the NFL? You had Carson Wentz go down with the knee in the Philadelphia game. And then you had Seahawks players trying to climb into the stands to kill fans. Did you see that?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, on both sides of the fence, you know, football is an emotional game. So I can understand the young man. As crazy as it sounds, you're still upset first because you hurt the team. You've lost a big game and you're kicked out. You hurt your teammates because you're kicked out of the game.
It was at the very end. I mean, that was seconds left in the game where he was ejected.
Exactly. But at the same time, you're ejected, you know, and you're dejected because you're ejected. Now I've got some wahoo that's hurling something at my head. And I think at first when you watch it, guys just like, hey, come on, why, you know, what's going on here? Why are you throwing things? And then he gets 2 or 3 more things thrown at his head. So he's like, wait a second, I'm going up there. So really hats off to the security for keeping all these things at bay, because it could have really gotten ugly.
You see the snow in Buffalo?
That was a fun thing, right? Now, one of the funnest games I ever played in was when it snowed.
That was the Redskins game. That was
Buffalo and was it Buffalo and who did they play?
The game yesterday?
Buffalo.
Buffalo and the Colts yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Colts, what game did you play in? It was a snow game. Yeah.
Which game was that? That's so. Oh my goodness.
You're too young to be in the Tampa snowball
right.
game and
the snow globe game.
That was like 85 or something like that. And then you were gone by the time we played Seattle in the playoffs, right? In the playoff game, the snow globe game.
Oh my, it was a regular season game, and it was a light snow. So I remember the snow angels in the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Santana, we'll talk about this this Carolina matchup next Monday. All right.
All right, fellas. Go Pack, go.
All right, go get your shopping done for Christmas. It'll be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nice.
See, he didn't even think about it. Oh, that's right. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Santana Dodson.